Well, I'd like to officially welcome everybody to our now Tuesday night product education conference call, and I am so happy to have with us tonight Professor Luca Moretti. He's from Florida, and he is the researcher who has done over 20 years of research he has an institution called the International Nutrition Research Center, and it's a leading research institution in the field of human nutrition, and he specializes in this ultimate protein he's going to tell us all about tonight. So I'm really honored to have him here. So Dr. Luca, are you with us?
Yes. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to talk to you and our audience. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us tonight. And master amino acid pattern is something that we talk about. We probably talk about it every week on our conference call because it's a product that Dave and I are really, really passionate about. Green food was our first passion, so it hasn't taken that over yet, but it is a product that I do recommend, and I tell everybody that along with their green food, they really should take the master amino and that they're really going to see tell a difference in their body. And it's a product that I can absolutely give a personal testimonial about. I remember talking to you maybe a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, and I'm like, Dr. Luca, I kind of want to lose some weight, and I want to start working out, and this and that, and you really talked to me, and I'm like, I'm going to do this. And I started doing it, and I have just seen, like, complete transformation in my body. I went from a size 6 to a size 0, but it's just really amazing from the changes that I've seen and the energy and the endurance I have. I go to the gym and people look at me and they're like, you can lift that? my trainer's like, you can do that? And so now all the trainers at my gym are using it and selling it, and it's really, really awesome. So I really appreciate the motivation and encouragement you gave me a year and a half ago. So why don't we get started, and why don't you tell us what exactly is MAP?
Okay, what exactly is MAP? Number one, MAP is composed of amino acid, essential amino acid. Let me tell you something to our audience that is going to be educational.
Okay.
Something to learn. Of course, that the first problem that when you want to explain something that is composed with amino acid is that most of people, they say, okay, but I know a lot of product with amino acid. Amino acid, I always say that they are like nutritional transistors, okay? Like transistors.
Okay.
But under the nutritional point of view. Now, if I show you a bunch of transistor and I ask you, is this a computer? You're going to tell me, no. It's a bunch of transistor. Or if I ask you, is this bunch of transistor a television? You say, no. It's a bunch of transistor.
Exactly.
Now, our institution, the International Nutrition Research Center, we didn't discover amino acid. Amino acids were already discovered. We discovered how to use them.
Okay.
Because amino acids were discovered, the last one to be discovered of the 8 essential amino acids was discovered in 1936. And unfortunately, around the world, but especially in the United States, during the 60s and the early 70s, we had exactly 104 products composed of amino acids in the pharmaceutical market.
Okay.
And one by one, they were withdrawn from the market. Why? Because they didn't work.
Right.
they didn't harm anybody, but they didn't work. They were not working. They were not nourish the user, the consumer. Why? Because nobody knew in what proportion and what sequence to use those transistors. Now, our institution, what we did was to discover that putting those transistors in the right sequence and proportion, we invented the computer.
Okay.
Master amino acid pattern, MAP, is a nutritional computer that never existed before.
And actually, you've actually got a U.S. patent and several European and worldwide patents.
We got 27 international patents, two of them in the United States.
Awesome.
We got a patent in Japan. We got a patent in every one of the European countries. We got a patent in Canada, two patents in the United States and in other countries. Now, I want to tell our audience, because somebody really with envy, they try to minimize and say, okay, but it's composed of amino acid. What is new about this stuff?
Right. There's so many amino acids.
What is new, that this is a computer, and what we had before were just simple and single transistors.
Right, and you can obviously do so much more with a computer than just the components of it.
Let me tell you that until a few years ago was believed that a transistor, or like we said before, amino acid, nutritional transistor, amino acid, they were like tomato or potatoes. By weight, they believed that the nutritional power of amino acid was just by weight. And that is the main mistake. They just work, but they have to be in the right sequence and in the right proportion among them. Otherwise, they don't work under the nutritional point of view.
Awesome. Well, tell us, is the MAP a natural or synthetic protein, or is there such
Let me tell you, of course you already know, but to our audience, to those that they still don't know exactly what is, MAP is listed in the physician desk reference. MAP is the only dietary supplement, which is not a dietary supplement, that is listed in the big physician desk reference. You have the big physician desk reference that only come with the pharmaceutical products,
right,
and with drugs. And you have another little one that they did with herbs and the dietary supplement. MAP is the only one that has been listed since 6 years ago in the big physician desk reference. The other one, they are called PDR.
Right, and please don't get us wrong.
The reason it's listed is not because it's a legal reason. Let me tell you, if you are a health professional and you recommend a product to your patient that is not listed in the physician desk reference, under the law in the United States, you are liable for anything. That means that no physician ever is going to recommend anything that is not listed in the physician desk reference, otherwise is going to have the liability of the use of that, even if it's sugar.
Right.
Now, that has been just a recognition, because in the physician desk reference, they are looking for at least 8 years of clinical evidence about the safety and the efficacy of the product.
Awesome. So how many years has Master Amino Acid been on the market?
The market already 11 years. And the beautiful about that is that during 11 years, been using, especially in Europe, in clinics, in hospitals, and recommended by physician, because in Europe you can get only in the pharmacies in some countries.
Right.
The beautiful is that in 11 years, thank God, we didn't have even one complaint, not even thinking about a sue, which means that it's completely unusual for any product to be so safe that never we got a side effect, an adverse side effect, or a complaint. Now, how is listed MAP? MAP is listed as a safe and nutritionally efficient substitute for dietary protein. Again, safe and nutritionally efficient substitute for dietary proteins. This is the only substitute for dietary protein that we have in the world. What is the difference about a protein supplement and a protein substitute? It means that is the only one that you can substitute protein in your diet forever, having better result and having and being safer than dietary protein. Now, the beautiful about this is that we have, like you know, Amy, already 45 clinical studies during the last 11 years published in the best scientific magazine and about the safety and about the efficiency under the nutrition point of view of MAP.
Awesome. Well, tell us quickly, because people talk about animal proteins, vegetable proteins, some vegetarians don't want to take whey protein or this
yes.
and that. Would you say this is safe for a person that's a vegetarian to take?
Yes, of course, because MAP is the only one now that has the seal of kosher.
Oh, great.
Why? Because doesn't have anything animal in it.
Awesome.
Is completely from vegetable source and is, of course, very safe as a product. Now, why MAP is different to protein? Tell our audience that clinical studies have proven that the body protein synthesis provided by MAP is up to 6 times in comparison to the most nutritious dietary protein, up to 6 times,
so
which means that the nutritional value of a protein is classified in accordance to the synthesis that can provide of new cell in our body. You eat dietary proteins, and from those dietary proteins, our body is going to utilize the essential amino acid to build up new cells. Now, MAP, in comparison to dietary protein, clinical study have shown that provides the body protein synthesis up to 6 times to the one provided by the most nutritious dietary protein. Sorry for the interruption.
Oh, no, I really...
But also, the speed of that body protein synthesis, clinical study have shown that MAP provides a body protein synthesis not only 6 times in comparison to the most nutritious protein, but from 24 to 96 times faster.
Wow.
Than dietary protein.
And so does that also mean that your body has to work a lot less to utilize this protein?
Not only that, but is why we can achieve with the use of MAP such kind of result that they are completely out of the normal because they are so good.
Right.
But they are so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, inclusive physicians, years ago, they couldn't understand why MAP is working so well.
Right.
Why, if I need to heal, a patient after surgery, and I know that I need 3 weeks, why the patient after 11 days is already fine.
Right.
How comes? And through the clinical study was discovered that not only the body protein synthesis is huge in comparison to the most nutritious dietary protein, but it's so fast that it goes from 24 times faster to 96 times faster.
Wow, because you never hear someone say, oh, I'm going to eat a big steak go to the gym. You know, we just obviously don't do that.
Let me give you an example. This morning, I was talking with an assistant of Dr. Romo in New York. Dr. Romo is a very well-known plastic surgeon in New York. And he was starting using MAP. And he said to another colleagues, he said, you know, I want to try in my son. Why? Because my son, didn't grow properly because he's 14 years old, but he has the size and the weight of a 9-year-old.
Oh, wow.
And he said, you know, as a physician, I took my son all around the United States and outside of the United States to see what he could do just to grow. Now, 2 weeks already, 2.5 pounds increase.
Wow.
For him was completely impossible to increase anything.
Right.
That means that when you get those kind of results, you want also know why.
Right.
And this is why. Therefore, 45 clinical study, 27 international patents, 11 years of use that show that is completely safe and nutritionally efficient in a way that never before we had anything like that.
Absolutely. Now, we don't want to scare anybody here that this is about weight gain, although you definitely can use it for weight gain if that is what your issue is. But a lot of people, you know, we've recommended this for weight loss and athletic endurance.
Okay.
And working
Let
out.
Me tell our audience why it's recommended during a weight loss program.
Okay, that'd be great.
Very simple, because normally during weight loss program, you lose... If you are lucky, you lose overweight, but among that overweight, you also lose muscle. And of course, when you lose muscle, those arm and those leg, they become with an empty space, and you develop what is called flabby tissue.
Right.
And of course, people, they don't want to have flabby tissue.
No, nobody wants a big flap under
They want loose overweight, but, you know, having firm tissue and getting and remaining with the muscle in their legs, in their arms, and in their body. Now, for that reason, the use of MAP during weight loss program is to retain the muscle or regain the muscle in case that you already lost the muscle, and to retain the firmness in the tissue. And clinical study, of course, have shown that you can lose overweight, that you can lose fat, but that you are going to retain in an optimal way the muscle, and you look yourself and you say, oh, I have a wonderful body. Which means I lost the fat, but I retain my muscle. I look younger, and I have a beautiful skin. I have a beautiful hair. I have beautiful nails. That has been proven in clinical studies.
Absolutely, and we proved that ourselves with Manny Tiny Yarbrough, who lost over 200 pounds while he was with us and on our program. And you can imagine you losing 200 pounds, that he would have a lot of excess skin, but it absolutely didn't happen. The skin tightened down at the same time as he was losing the weight, and he didn't have those rolls and rolls of skin that are customarily, you know, around when you lose that much weight. And we fully attribute that to the master amino acid.
Amy, we had during the last 11 years at least hundreds of thousands of patients that around the world that they use during weight loss program. No one, thank God, no one of them ever needed plastic surgery because flabby tissue.
Exactly. It's, yeah. I mean, I will attest that I will never be without my master amino.
And what you said is impossible in any other weight loss program, that you're going to lose 200 pounds, and they need so massive plastic surgery that they just have to reduce a lot of skin.
Mm-hmm.
And they become like monsters, unfortunately.
Right. Absolutely. So MAP is optimal, or it's wonderful to be used in any type of weight loss program. And one of the best things that Dr. Luca ever told me, so I'm like, I'm just getting so tired. I'm going to the gym every single day, and I don't have time for this. And he's like, what are you talking about? You're taking the Master Amino. The beauty of the Master Amino in a weight loss program is you actually don't have to go to the gym every day. So can you share that information with our audience?
Yes, normally this has become the dream, really, that comes through for all people involved in physical activity. For the first time, you can have, and again, this has been clinically proven that, it's not that we just say that, in clinical study, they have shown that you can increase in muscle in, if you want, of course, and also doing physical activity, but you can increase in muscle only in a way that could be compared with the increase in muscle by the misuse, in that case, of steroids. But of course, with the steroids, everybody knows all the negative side effect of steroids,
right.
In addition that it's illegal to use for sport. Number two, that when you stop using steroids, you lose everything that you
that
got
you gained
before.
Right.
Meanwhile, with MAP, you increase in muscle, in real muscle, which means you're not going to increase in water retention like with the steroids, and you are huge, but you don't have any strength.
Mm-hmm.
With MAP, with the use of MAP, and of course also with the right physical activity, you are going to develop the muscle that you were looking for, but you are strong in a very unprecedented way. What you said before is 100% true. You find some beautiful, wonderful ladies, some of them moms, that they are already 45 years old, that they can do in the leg press 300 pounds, 350 pounds, and everybody in the gym says, oh, come
what
on.
Is going
How
on?
Comes, what is going on with this lady?
Right.
Which means really people become strong. Now, this is something that can be measured. This is not just blah, blah. When you go to the gym and week by week, you find yourself that you are stronger than a week
mm-hmm.
before.
Absolutely.
And stronger again, and stronger and stronger again. You say, oh, come on, this cannot be psychological.
Right, right. But it is very motivational when you go to...
It is very motivational, of course. It's very motivational, which means that for sport, we have just to call the attention of our one of our distributors in Europe, because they of course they are so enthusiastic about the use of MAP for sport that they had an idea which we were not informed, because we will say, listen, okay, you cannot say that. But they put just last week in one of the most well-known German sport magazine, they put MAP, the Viagra for sport.
Oh, no.
But, you know, like, you know, we have so far more than 200 champions that they are endorsing the use of MAP. Again, more than 200 champions, most of them American champions, at any level and different discipline. And, of course, when the people, they see those testimonials, they say, this is unbelievable. I never even thought that so many champions could talk so good about this product.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of times you hear people talking about protein, and it's so hard to digest, and it's very hard on the kidneys, and people shy away from taking a lot of protein supplements, but that is absolutely not the case with the MAP. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, because of course with those protein, like I said before, what you do, you retain a lot of water, like with the use of steroids. And, you know, those people in gyms that they use steroids and they take all day long all those shakes about soy. And we know now that the soy only provides 17% net nitrogen utilization. This means that you can ingest 100 gram of soy protein, pure soy protein, but your body is going to synthesize only, to use to synthesize new cells, only 17% of that.
So
with
MAP
is 99%.
So what happens to the other 83%? Your kidneys have to filter it out?
They have to, of course, to eliminate from the body, and they are going to give you to provide only energy plus a toxin that they are called nitrogen catabolites, which is toxic, is metabolic toxic, is waste.
So what
that
you're
has to
saying
be eliminated
is that 99% of what you take of the master amino is actually used to synthesize muscle.
To synthesize.
No,
it's not that I'm saying, is that has
that,
been
that is proving.
Clinically proven, yes.
And so only 1% is waste or that has to be
Yes.
So very, very easy for the body to digest.
For that reason, this is the ideal substitute for dietary protein for elderly people.
Exactly.
You know, the classical old person that they don't eat properly, that they cannot digest, that everything is so difficult. And because the fact that they don't eat properly, of course, they lose step by step the muscle. And you know that the larger muscle in the largest muscle in our body are our legs, and they lose the capability to walk normally.
Right.
And of course, we can have, and we have had so wonderful result in old people. By old people, I mean people over 85 years old.
Wow.
You know, so far it was completely impossible to think that you could regain muscle in somebody that was over 85 years old.
Right, right. But it absolutely, like, such a common thing, like Dr. Luke was saying, is the muscle wasting. And then, you know, then they're so weak, and then they fall, and then it leads, you know, to broken
you know,
bones,
Amy,
et cetera,
what
et cetera.
A satisfaction, Amy, what a satisfaction for us is to receive calls, not only from a professional, normal, but also from colleagues, physician, saying thank you, thank you, thank you. I have been used this product with my mom or with my dad, and the result have been wonderful.
Exactly. Well, didn't you have a story, and I think it may have been at a conference in Europe that you and Dave were at together, and there was like an elderly lady
in Germany,
right? And then she's like,
let me tell you a couple of stories. In Germany, just was on stage a physician, and he introduced a lady that was her patient, his patient, and he asked the lady and said, okay, tell us about your story. And she said, you know, about 10 months ago, I felt very weak, I didn't walk properly, and I had a lot of flabby tissue, and you recommend me to use MAP, how many tablets? So 10 tablets per day. And did you have any difference? Did you feel different? What happened? And she said, no, now after 10 months, I don't have any flabby tissue. I regain my muscle, and the quality of my skin, you see, I'm stronger. I know that I'm stronger. So how you know that I'm stronger? Because I go to the gym, and I measure my strength. And let me tell you, I never could do push-up in my entire life. And he said, and now I can do 15 in a row. And he said, could you do that on stage? And she did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, until 15. Everybody was clapping,
amazing,
of course.
Right.
And when she finished doing the push-up, he said, and Susan is the name of this lady, that, by the way, is a millionaire, because she, all her professional life, she worked as wholesale of diamonds.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And she said, do you want to know my age? She looks to everybody like, you know, 62, 63 years old.
Right, right.
But, you know, after 15 push-up, you say, oh, she's stronger than 62 years old.
Right.
And she said, I'm 82.
Because I don't know any, I can't imagine any 82-year-old woman doing 15 push-ups.
Let me tell you that right now, because she's a millionaire, she has, of course, she's German, but she has a wonderful house in La Jolla.
Uh-huh.
And right now, she is in La Jolla. And the other day, she told me, and she said, I'm ready to do any advertising on television. And I want to show myself, if it's necessary, in bikini.
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you something. I send a colleague of mine, and I said, listen, I want to know if that is for real. And she went in her house and in her swimming pool, and she saw her in bikini, and she called me back and said, listen, she seems like a lady 45 years old in bikini.
Wow.
She has beautiful legs.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. I don't know very many hot 82-year-olds.
Now, let me tell you another case that is for real. A physician called us from Madrid, 76 years old. He said, you know, I lost muscle. I feel weak. I'm using MAP, I have wonderful results, but you know, tell me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think that could be good for me, that I could regain muscle? And we said to him, of course. We don't know how much you're going to regain, but no doubt that you're going
you
to
will.
Regain. And he said, could I go to Miami, to your institute, and just have your supervision? Because he has a wonderful house here in Miami. Okay, to do the long story short, he came. We always do all the testing, the strength testing, okay? Bench press in the highest position, which is the easiest position, mm-hmm. he was able to lift about 78 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple of inches, okay? But it's just to test the strength. After 5 weeks with 20 tablets per day the first week, and we increased to 30 tablets per day, we treat him like a champion.
Like
he said,
right,
I want the best result in the shortest time. And we said, okay
let's
you have
it.
To take 30 tablets.
Right.
30 tablets. Yes, if you want the best result in the shortest time, yes. Otherwise, you can take even 5 tablets and wait a longer period of time. And he said, no, I want the best result. Okay, after 5 weeks, the same test, guess how many pounds?
Like 150?
174. Now,
wow.
In accordance with medicine, any person that is over 50 could increase at most 12%. Which
wow.
means that in accordance to medical science, it could increase to just 7-8 pounds.
Right.
In strength.
Whoa, and he increased 100 pounds.
More than double.
Wow.
Now, that has been documented in clinical study. That is possible. Of course, that you have the variation in somebody more or less, but always you have wonderful result. Now, if you have a mom that is 82 years old and she is unable almost to walk, and after 5 weeks you see your mom that walks again, that has back her strength, of course that you are going to call and say, listen, thank you very much. I never thought that was possible.
Absolutely.
You know, I always say this is a blessing because you can make a lot of money in sales helping a lot of people.
Right, absolutely.
And now, Amy, if you want, I'm just ready to answer any question from our audience, if you
well,
want.
Well, let's go over just a couple more things I wanted to
sure,
go over before
sure,
we opened
me.
It up for questions. What would, like Dave and I tell people all the time that really anybody of any age, from children who are a little bit hyperactive or ADD, you know, up to very elderly people, can take the Master Amino and see amazing results from it. So let's talk about recommended dosage for someone that's just taking it as a dietary, you know, substitute for protein,
mm-hmm.
As well as if you're what you would recommend for weight loss, and then what you would recommend, like for say an elder, like an athlete in training, and then like an elderly person.
Okay, so let's just give several examples. Okay, suppose
okay.
that you have a person that is vegetarian.
Okay.
Vegetarian, of course, that is very healthy. It's very healthy to be vegetarian. Under the point of view that you don't consume saturated fat, which means that you keep your cholesterol normal,
mm-hmm.
you don't use a lot of salt, which means that you don't overload your kidney, and that you don't have those kind of toxins that you get, unfortunately, with some fish and some meat and some poultry, all this stuff. But the problem with vegetarian, at least with the serious one, the one that only eat and that they don't take anything from animal source, the problem is that, unfortunately, Mother Nature provide with vegetable protein a maximum of 18% NNU, which means that with any kind of vegetable protein, the maximum body protein synthesis that you can achieve is only 18% of what you are going to ingest. And of course, that is the problem. Now, for the first time, you can be a vegetarian, but well nourished for body protein synthesis, keeping all the beautiful about to be a vegetarian, which means that you feel healthy, you feel with no toxins, but in addition, for the first time, you can have a wonderful body protein synthesis. You can achieve that just taking 5 tablets of MAP per day.
Awesome.
And they realize it right away because they see right away, they feel right away, they feel the muscle that they are regaining, they see that they have less, step by step, less flabby tissue, and they, of course, measure their strength, and they see it that they are stronger than before, okay?
Now, what about, say, for an athlete in training or someone, maybe not the championship level, but maybe, you know, just the weekend warrior athlete?
Okay, you can be either a weekend athlete, you can be a professional athlete. Let's tell you that you can use, to get the best result, you can use 10 tablets, just the weekend. Suppose that you are one of those people that they do a lot of physical activity during the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You take 35 to 40 minutes before you start physical activity, 10 tablets. And you are going to measure your strength. You're going to measure that you are stronger from the first time that you use it. Stronger, and that you can increase your endurance.
Absolutely.
Proven, everybody can prove it.
Proven by me, too. I take 10 tablets every time I go to the gym.
Now,
on my drive
suppose
to the gym.
That you are a professional. You say, listen, but I am an Olympic champion in the United States. Okay, we talk about a completely different stuff. Olympic champion, they take from 20 to 30 tablets per day during physical activity. Let's give you another example. If you do triathlon, we have the best champion of triathlon, all of them, they use MAP. Why? Because you can use during triathlon 10 tablets every 2 hours.
Right, because you're burning so much.
Of course, if you have a 6-hour physical activity, for the first time you can have the strength and endurance that you never got before.
Right.
But you have to take 10, 45 minutes before you start. After 2 hours, another 10. After 2 hours, another 10.
Right, just to keep replenishing that supply. That
of course,
supply.
Because you have a completely unusual physical activity, of course.
Right. Absolutely.
Which means that it goes from 5 tablets to 25 to 30 tablets. That is the same in an hospital. If I have a patient with anorexia, I can, in accordance with the malnutrition status of the patient, I can use up to 30 tablets. Never over 30 tablets. Why? Because there is no contraindication, no adverse side effect, but you just waste your money.
Right. Exactly.
And you don't want to waste your money because, unfortunately, it is not a cheap product. It's an expensive product.
Exactly. But absolutely well worth it. So what about children? Is it completely safe to give to children?
It's completely safe. Listen, we got not only 11 years of clinical experience, but let me tell you that a year ago we had a wonderful clinical study done in Europe in the pediatric hospital of Turin in Italy, where we got the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, and they did in premature newborn.
Okay.
Wonderful result. Of course, it's in powder. Not that you have to have in powder, not in tablets. And you use, but the result are wonderful, which means no contraindication. Either if for is, and this is so important. You know why? Because give a peace of mind, not only to the consumer, but also to the health professional, that they know that nobody's going to call you in the middle of the night just saying, listen, I feel bad, I got an adverse side effect, or I'm in a hospital.
Right, exactly.
Now, for the elderly, it's enough 5 tablets per day also. With the 5 tablets per day, you get wonderful results.
Awesome. Well, I want to tell everybody, again, to stress that this product is for everyone, whether you work out, whether you don't work out. This product is great for skin tone, for firming up wrinkles and saggy skin on the face. It's great for strengthening your nails. It's great for strengthening your hair. So maybe you're not into exactly working out or a fitness guru, but if you just, you know, want to generally look better. You know, it's amazing. It's almost like a facelift from the inside, a non-plastic surgery facelift. So I completely encourage everyone to try.
Amy, sorry for the interruption.
Sure.
What you are saying is so true that when we give a training course to our colleagues physician, we tell our colleagues, when you have a patient, especially a female patient, ask her before she starts using MAP to take a picture of her face.
Right, okay.
And the question from the physician is always, why?
Why?
Because the difference after a month is so great that anybody is going to see the picture before and after and see a huge difference. And I always tell them, listen, I will be a stupid recommending my colleagues to do that if that was not true, because you are going to be ashamed, really, because your patient is going to tell, doctor, you told me something that isn't true.
True, right?
I didn't see anything. But is that so true that we ask them, take a picture, or ask your patient to take a picture, and after a month to take another picture, and you are going to see the difference in the face of the patient.
Absolutely.
Always.
Well, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome product that Dave and I really, really believe in, and we're really honored to carry it. It's one of, out of 40-something products, I think there's two or three products that we don't manufacture ourselves, because, but we have the Master Amino product in our line because we believe in it so much and the quality is so high. And Dr. Luca follows all the same protocols that we do. There's no binders, there's no fillers, there's no...
That to show, Amy, show like you and David, you are number one professional, number two honest professional, because, you know, many companies, they don't care if somebody else has a good product. They don't care about the health status of the people. What they care is just make money, make money, make money. And the fact that you have something that we know that the margin for you is very little margin, but you have just because you know that is going to be good for your customer, that show what kind of person you and David are.
Oh,
and what kind of company you have.
Yeah, well, I mean, we definitely believe in changing people's lives, and this is a product that absolutely can change people's lives. So we're just really honored that we can have it in our product line. So why don't we go ahead and open up the phones. I'm going to remind everybody one more time how to re-access this information, and then we'll open up the phone lines for questions. So this call, all this information will be available on the replay line starting first thing in the morning by calling area code 212-461-8911, and that'll be on there for a week. So you can give this number out to friends, family, loved ones, anyone that you think can benefit from the information we talked about tonight. Again, that number is 212-461-8911. The call will be available also in the back office starting tomorrow, and if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link so you can click on that and listen to it right on your computer. Also, last thing, we have several of the studies that Dr. Luca was referencing, and we have a fact sheet. We call it MAP, Questions and Answers, in the back office. If you go to, if you log into your back office and go to Marketing and then go to Studies and Articles, there's a whole section about the Master Amino Acid Complex that you can download and use those and to educate yourself more about the product. So anyway, without further ado, let me unlock the phone lines here, and we will take some questions. Okay, can you guys hear us?
Sure.
Okay, question for Dr. Luca.
Dr. Luca?
Yes.
Hi, this is Levi. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. A question I want to ask you. You mentioned that as a vegetarian, that if you're a true vegetarian, that you utilize, I think, something like 18% of what you take in being a vegetarian. So am I to assume that the other percentage is become metabolic waste in the body?
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, yes. And let me tell you that it's nobody's fault, but we don't know why Mother Nature did a vegetable protein so low in nutritional value in comparison to animal protein. But that is the scientific reality.
Caveat on that question. So a lot of, because I've seen a lot of vegetarians, I have friends who are vegetarians, and in my opinion, they don't look real healthy by looking at them.
Right.
Let me tell you something, that if you go to India, you're going to see even fighters, even they athletes, that they look like they are not athletes, really, because you cannot see the muscle in any part of their body. Let me tell you that India and the Hindu religion, they knew the difference, not because they did the study, but because the result from many centuries ago. And it's possible that you don't know that the Hindu religion allow two warriors during the war to eat animal protein, which means it's not a sin during wars to eat animal protein. Why? Because they realized a century ago already that those warriors, they were a lot stronger when they were eating animal protein. But without just falling in argument about what is the reality is that, one, that for the first time you can be a true vegetarian, but having the strength and the muscle in your body that you never could have before.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Dr. Luca tonight?
I have a question.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
What would be the daily dose for a pregnant woman?
Yes.
Okay,
let me
tell you, because this is wonderful, and I didn't say before because we don't have all the time that we would like to have. Let me tell you that during the training course for physician, we always emphasize the use of MAP, listen, in the way that I'm going to say, as a substitute for dietary protein during pregnancy. In other words, during pregnancy, you don't take protein plus MAP. What you do to get the best result for your pregnancy and for the fetus is just to substitute part or even the totality of the protein with MAP. What are the advantages? The advantages are that during pregnancy, always the kidney of the future mom are overloading, okay? Which they have an overload, and because of that, the blood urea nitrogen, what is called BUN, always is high. At the same time, sometimes the protein in the bloodstream, in plasma, is low, and you have a problem, really, that is common in some women during pregnancy, that they become anemic with anemia. At the same time, they have a poor body protein synthesis, but at the same time, they have another load of nitrogen catabolized. In other words, they cannot eat more protein because will worsen the high level of blood urea nitrogen. But at the same time, they cannot nourish their fetus and themselves. Which means that for the first time, we have the possibility to nourish in the healthiest way women during pregnancy and to get the best result for the mom and for the future baby.
So how many, are you saying instead of, eating a steak, if you choose to eat a steak, cut that out of your diet and maybe take 5 to 10 tablets a day?
Will be about 10 tablets per day. But let me tell you, don't blame the steak. Any protein source is going to worsen that problem.
Oh, whether it's
which means
or
could be beans, could be steak, could be fish, could be chicken, could be any vegetable protein is going to worsen that status, which means that it's wonderful. We had thousands and thousands of pregnant women many years ago, and the ones that first started were the wife of physicians.
Right, I bet, huh?
Because they knew what to listen, my wife won one of the first one 26 years ago to get only MAP during all pregnancy. And my wife is also a doctor, and our daughter now is 25 years old, and my wife, during the all pregnancy, she did a total substitution of dietary protein with MAP.
Wow. That's awesome. So if you're going to do a total substitution, approximately 10 tablets a day, is that?
Will be from 10 to 16 tablets per day, but with 10, let me tell you that you know that during pregnancy it's common among women to have also a huge water retention,
correct,
the increasing weight. You just avoid all those problems with the substitution of dietary protein with MAP.
Awesome. Well, that's great information. That's awesome.
It's great, really. And in the same way, I want to tell you that most of those women, when they don't have enough breastfeeding, what they do, of course, they pulverize the tablet and they put 1 gram per day in the food of the newborn.
Ah. So you can either mix it with, say, a formula or mix it with breast milk.
And the results are wonderful. The results are wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Professor Luca tonight?
Yes.
My
name is Mark. I've been taking the whey protein with five or six of your tablets before working out. Should I skip the whey protein or just take the tablets?
Let me tell you something. The worst that you can do is when you take MAP also to take whey protein. Let me tell you why. Because your brain, of course, like my brain, everyone's brain, is very intelligent. He knows that what he's going to use is MAP. He gives priority to MAP, which means that he's going to use MAP, and all that soy protein that you take is 100% going to be catabolized, which means that not only you are not nourished with that soy protein, but you are going to overload your kidney. For that reason, in the instruction for athletes, because we know that athletes, they normally do that, always you are going to find in the instruction that we always tell them, when you use MAP, don't use at the same time any other protein supplement.
Right.
Which means you can eat all the steak that you want, all the eggs that you want, all the fish, chicken, and other protein, but don't take any shake because it's just going to overload your kidney activity and you feel something strange in your head. It's something that all bodybuilders, they realize right away. They say, oh, you know, now with MAP, I don't feel so heavy in my head when do exercise. It's because the nitrogen catabolized in the bloodstream, they give that feeling, which is very uncomfortable.
So how much time should I be between the time I eat, say, breakfast, let's say I'm going to work out 12 o'clock, eat breakfast 8 o'clock, I take the MAP, let's say, like an hour before. Is that enough time?
Okay, give me some more information because I am going to be more helpful to you. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
How high are you?
I'm 5'11".
5'11", okay.
170 pounds.
Okay, and of course you want to increase in muscle.
Right, functional muscle.
Okay, functional muscle. Now, Amy should have, otherwise we will send it to Amy, and Amy is going to send it to you.
Thank you.
The program for intermediate and for advanced athletes. You have to apply that program in addition to the use of MAP, and that program together, joined with the use of MAP, is going to allow you to increase as fast as possible more muscle to your body. Let me give you an idea. You should be able in 12 weeks to increase at least in 12 weeks, about 6 pounds to 8 pounds of pure muscle.
Wow, that's great.
In addition, you are going to measure that you become stronger and stronger and stronger. How much you bench press?
Well, I usually do dumbbells. I do like 60 pounds in each hand because I don't usually have a spotter, so I do dumbbells in each hand, 60 pounds. So I'm not
60 pounds.
Sure.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. Just to give you an idea, in 12 weeks, you should increase at least from 50 to 60% in the bench press your strength.
That would be incredible.
And that is going, of course, to allow you to lift more weight and to get more muscle. You have to keep in mind something. The the muscle that you gain with the use of MAP and with your physical activity is directly related to the physical activity. This is not like the use of steroids, that you take steroids and you're increasing weight. No, no, no. You are going to increase in muscle by asking more and more and more and more to your body. In other words, if I bench press 100 pounds and I use MAP, I'm going to optimize my muscle, but eventually, if I don't increase the 100 pounds, I will just remain at the same level. What I have to do is, okay, I did with 100, now let's try with 110. Let's try with 120. Let's try with 150. Let's try with 160. And I will increase step by step in a way that also your muscle is going to increase.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Professor Luca tonight?
Yes. Two questions. Do you have any powder? Because you said you...
Yes, let me tell you. We have the powder, but the powder is only for use in hospitals. Let me tell you why. The powder, just the amino acids, they have bitter taste. Now, with the tablets, you can feel a little the bitter taste because we don't use codeine and we don't use any excipient in our tablets, which means it's pure MAP. But with the powder, the bitter taste is very, very strong. We have for hospital for enteral nutrition, which means tube feeding, because they have to put in the tube, and of course they cannot use tablets.
What I was asking is, isn't there somebody...
So if you want to put it into maybe a smoothie or something, could you crush the tablet?
You can crush the tablet. You can pulverize the tablet. But let me tell you, suppose that you have a newborn, okay? And you say, listen, for the newborn, I have to pulverize the tablets. What we tell moms is, listen, you need something sticky to mix the powder before you mix with liquid.
Okay.
What normally we tell moms, the mothers, we say, use some honey. You put just a little spoon of honey over the powder, and you mix the powder in dry with the honey. Once you already stir the powder with the honey, that becomes a little ball, you add the liquid. Why? Because if you add liquid to just the powder is so volatile that is going to be floating on the top
right.
of the water.
And then you get little bitter balls when you try to drink it, probably.
You have to do in that way. Suppose that you have Nesquik, cocoa. You can do for children, and you just mix with the Nesquik before in dry with the powder. After it's mixed, you add any kind of liquid or otherwise with honey.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And what is it made out of? What is your amino made out of?
What is made of is completely natural and is isolated from a protein, from legumes, from vegetable protein, but doesn't mean that it's a vegetable protein. What they do is that they first isolate those amino acids. Those amino acids are purified, and we put in the right sequence and in the right product, in the right proportion, and it becomes MAP.
Any other questions for Professor Luca tonight? Okay.
Yes, I have a question regarding weight loss. We mentioned athletes and Olympians. If someone's trying to lose 100 pounds, what would you recommend for how many pills they should take?
Okay. The first thing that I would recommend is that if anybody that has to lose 100 pounds, they have to be supervised, okay? Believe me that one thing is for a healthy person to lose 5, 10, 15 pounds, and another thing is even for a healthy person to lose 100 pounds, or for a person that is sick with high blood pressure or diabetes, those kind of person, they cannot do any weight loss program alone and supervise, because could be harmful again their health. Okay, but if anybody is going to say, I have to lose 100 pounds, okay, you can do, you have normally two kind of diets that we recommend, that of course Platinum and Amy, they have those diets, and they can send you, in case that you don't have, by email, and you can have it. And you can do just one substitution per day in one meal, which means you eat fish or poultry, skinless, during a meal that can be either lunch or dinner. And in the other meal, you're going to eat, like a vegetarian, fruit and vegetable plus 10 tablets of MAP.
Okay.
It's very effective, but you have to walk 1 hour per day.
Okay.
But you can do any weight loss program that you want. The only thing that you always have to add MAP in a way that could be between 8 tablets to 10 tablets per day, just to be sure that you are not going to lose muscle.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have another question.
Sure.
Since the heart is a muscle, would this be helpful to someone who maybe has cardiomyopathy or, you know?
Of course. Okay. Let me tell you that I thought that you were going to ask me also another common question that somebody asked, that says, listen, but you don't have any problem that the heart is going to become bigger and bigger and bigger because they're, and we say, no, you know, that is... Everything is regulated by the central nervous system, which means the muscle, they get to their optimum, and they don't just grow forever. Only when, unfortunately, somebody has a tumor, a cancer, that grows forever, the tumor. But not with MAP, the tumor by itself. But, of course, for any... a rehabilitation process for anybody that had a heart attack, and for anybody that got surgery, anybody that got any surgical intervention. And we say, of course, that information, normally always we inform a physician about that. This is the best thing that you can do, in addition to other nutrients, of course, give your patients a MAP. Let me tell you why. When you have a cardiopathic patient, which means a patient with cardiovascular disorders, they have, number one, the first things that you have to avoid is a heavy digestion, which means even if that patient wants to eat a big steak, they cannot afford to eat a big steak, because by having a heavy digestion, they will have also hard time for their cardiovascular system. They are going to overload their cardiovascular system. By being a physician, the cardiologist, they know that they can, even if you need, if the patient needs a protein, they cannot give the right, they cannot provide the right amount of protein, because they will overload the cardiovascular system of the patient, which becomes a vicious cycle. At the same time, the problem with cardiovascular diseases is that those patients, they have a surplus of a sodium, and all protein, they are very rich in sodium, but of course you cannot separate the sodium from the protein. Now, to do a long story short, with MAP, with the use of MAP, you don't have any digestion, because something that we didn't say, MAP doesn't need digestion, it's already digested, which means that in less than 23 minutes after its ingestion, is going to be already in the bloodstream. And, of course, that is very important for any sick person, sick patients, especially any patient with cardiovascular disorders, because you are going to avoid heavy digestion, number one. You are providing optimal body protein synthesis to regenerate those cells that are going to be regenerated. And in addition, you are going to lower the amount of nitrogen catabolized that they have to be eliminated from liver and from kidney. And in addition, MAP doesn't contain any sodium, which means that you can solve the problem in your patient with higher level in the bloodstream of sodium. Of course, it's too short to explain everything that happened, but any cardiologist is very happy knowing that he can use, in substitution of dietary protein, something that is going to be so safe and so positive to be used for the cardiopathic patients.
Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. Any other questions? We have just a couple more minutes.
Would you call this raw at all, the isolated legume?
Sorry, I didn't understand.
Would you call it a raw? Would it be a low temperature raw? Would you call it that at all?
No, I don't understand. Sorry, the question.
Under 100, processed under 106 temperature.
No. It's a process that is done just at normal temperature.
Okay.
It's called hydrolysis. It's done with water. Yes, it's done with water. It's very sophisticated, but it's done with water. You don't have anything chemical in the process.
Right, and I don't think it's like a green food that's, say, enzyme active, where you have to be very careful of the temperature. I don't think it's not a product like that.
No.
Right.
No, right now, if you are asking me something, sorry, because I didn't understand. If you are asking me if MAP can be used at a different temperature, let me tell you that you can frozen MAP is not going to be to change any of its result and qualities, and also is not going to be adulterated by temperature. You have to carbonize MAP to adulterate MAP, which means you have to burn in a flame until it's completely black and carbonized.
Right. Well, yeah.
Which means that normally MAP, you can make cakes with MAP, you can put in the oven, you can boil in the water, is not going to be adulterated.
Great. Maybe we have time for just one or two more questions tonight. If anyone has another question for Professor Luca.
Any chance of a larger size bottle these days?
We have the 150 count.
That's what I've been getting.
Yeah, no, probably
like 500
not.
Count.
Just to be honest, probably not.
It's a great product.
Any other questions?
What about varicose veins? Would that help?
Sorry, could you repeat veins? Because I didn't hear.
What about varicose veins? Would that help?
Let me tell you, indirectly, yes. To regenerate, no. We don't have any information in 11 years that somebody with varicose vein just got rid of the varicose vein. They can get rid of the water retention that normally they have as a side effect, which means when you have those women, some of them old women with very what we call column legs, that they have legs with a huge water retention.
Right.
It's unbelievable because after the first week and the second week, you can measure the reduction. It's huge. But that is also something that physicians, they know already, because we tell them, and we say, listen, when you have those ladies that they are 60, 65, 70 years old, that normally you have to use diuretics because you believe that the that water retention can, and they know that you use diuretic today and tomorrow you're going to get back the same water retention that they have 2 days before.
Right.
And with the use of MAP, you get rid of the water retention of those patients.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Dr. Luca, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure for me to be with all of you.
Thanks, again.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
and
you.
I see forward to meet again.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Thank
bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Remind everybody again, if you like this information and you would like to re-access it, it will be available starting tomorrow on the replay line, and you can get there by calling 212-461-8911. This call will also be available in the back office, and if we have your email, we will email you out a web link to the call. If you'd like to read a little bit more about Master Amino Acid, go to your back office, log in, go to the marketing tab at the top, and then go to studies and articles, and you'll see several studies and articles all about the Master Amino. So thank you everyone for being on the call tonight. We will be back same time, same place next week, and Dave should be back with us next week, and hopefully everyone will have a great week. So until then, thank you so much, and God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.